1983's Superman 3 is a terrible film, but buried inside that lump of coal is a tiny diamond, Christopher Reeve's portrayal of evil Superman. This Superman committed all types of atrocious acts. He had premarital sex with a woman. He got drunk at the bar. He even created an oil spill in the middle of the ocean. Some people have the audacity to suggest that Henry Cavill's Superman is similar to this evil Superman.
The guy poured a beer on my head. You know what really is fair? I need to just take this truck and twist it around a pole. And
that's
just,
an evil Superman.
That's what I need to do.
Superman 3.
Bob, how dare you?
Exactly.
Sure, Henry Cavill's Superman is a little darker than most people's idea of Superman. But he's not an evil Superman. I mean, sure, later in the DCEU, Snyder alluded to the Injustice Superman, but that never officially happened in canon. But he did wrap the poor trucker's livelihood around a pole. He twisted and contorted that truck like a pretzel. I bet the next time that trucker is about to bully someone again, or slap a waitress's derriere, he'll think twice about what Henry Cavill's Superman did to him on that fateful day. Sometimes the best kind of love is tough love. Henry Cavill's Superman did the best that he could have in the world that he was dropped into, which was a world that more closely resembled ours than any other established DC universes, whether we're talking about the books or the films. In the real world, tough decisions have to be made. Zack Snyder gave Henry Cavill's Superman an incredibly hard decision to make. ...2013's Man of Steel is divided amongst the fandom and the critics on Rotten Tomatoes. And the biggest reason is because half the people that didn't like this movie don't like seeing Superman in the real world dealing with difficult decisions. They want a smiling Boy Scout that rescues cats out of trees. A Superman that never has to deal with any type of adversity. But for some reason, they also don't mind when that same version of Superman just conveniently rewinds time to correct all of his wrongs. Or gives Lois Lane amnesia with a kiss after he has buyer's remorse. Some people say that Johnny Storm is a womanizer. I beg to differ. Christopher Reeve really hooked up with Lois Lane, led her to believe that they were going to get married. They slept in that silver bed, couple times here, couple times there. He got the brakes beat off of him by a trucker in his human form. So then he makes the decision to erase Lois's memory and go back to having superpowers, because things are just too hard without superpowers. And lest we forget what Henry Cavill's Superman did to that trucker when he went back. I don't know what it is with Superman and truckers, but apparently Superman doesn't like truckers. Even the gold standard for Superman on the big screen, Christopher Reeve, killed Zod and his minions. And don't talk to me about an alleged deleted scene where we find out that even after Superman transformed Zod and his squad back into humans, that they magically survived a gigantic fall into the abyss and were detained conveniently. I don't buy that for a second.
I smell something. Bullshit.
If it didn't happen in the movie, it didn't happen. Christopher Reeve also killed Nuclear Man and Superman 4, The Quest for Peace. That seems to be everyone's biggest problem with Henry Cavill's Superman. That he killed General Zod. Superman cannot kill.
Murderer! Murderer!
He broke General Zod's neck!
You can't be Superman if you go around killing people.
Hypocrites. I say hypocrites. Everyone that goes around saying that Christopher Reeve is the gold standard for Superman, which I agree with, I love Christopher Reeve. Christopher Reeve raised me just as much as my family did when I was a kid. He is the gold standard for Superman, but he also killed folks. Going back to Henry Cavill, never mind that it was literally his first day wearing the cape and boots. Never mind that Zod left him no choice, but he had to do what he had to do. He even mourned the death of his fellow Kryptonian after he took his life. He didn't want to take General Zod's life. But Zod left him no choice. Zod told Superman that I will kill this family along with hundreds, thousands of other families if you don't stop me right now. Even earlier in their fight, Zod told him, the only way that you're going to stop me is if you kill me. Of course Superman didn't want to kill him, but he didn't have Krypto or a Green Lantern to help him out. It was just him and his mitts. Superman cried after the death of General Zod, which is much more than what Captain America did after murdering other folks in the MCU or any other DC heroes on screen. Some say that he's evil because of all the buildings that him and General Zod destroyed when they were fighting each other. Once again, this was his first day as Superman. Russell Crowe just got through giving him the pep talk, slapping him on the butt, and sending him off to fight these Kryptonians. He literally just learned how to fly a few minutes earlier in the film and gets thrown to the wolves. He managed that situation just as good as any other Superman could have. Some people say that he was evil because he didn't smile enough.
How about a smile from me, huh?
These are probably the biggest arguments against Henry Cavill's Man of Steel. If you have a better reason as to why Cavill's version of Kal-El is an evil Superman, I'd love to hear it in the comments, because I have yet to hear an argument that makes any sense. The same people that accused the Snyder Bros, which, don't get it twisted, I'm not a Snyder Bro. I love Man of Steel, but Batman v Superman, Justice League, crap. Every Snyder film is not a good film. He definitely has some stinkers, especially as of late. But the same people that are accusing the Snyder Bros of going into this new James Gunn film with their minds already made up are the same people that went into this film with their minds already made up that they weren't going to like the movie. No one's perfect, and there's hypocrisy on both sides. But if you can peel away your set of expectations and go into this movie with an open mind, it is peak cinema. Hans Zimmer on the soundtrack. You can say what you want to about Zack Snyder's writing, but his cinematography in this film is beautiful. And I will acknowledge that things definitely went downhill for the DCEU and Superman later on as more films came out. But the fact of the matter is, Henry Cavill's Superman wasn't evil at all. He stood for truth, justice, and the American way. He saved pedestrians when he was able to. He smiled. He loved. He laughed with a CGI upper lip. He was many things, but evil was not one of those things. If you like this video, thank you so much for watching. While you're here, subscribe to the channel. We have lots of other fun content like this video. You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at Real Comic Book Cinema, and also in podcast format, whether that be on Spotify or Apple iTunes. Until next time, have a good one.